Well, if this was the case in the northern area, this then leads the question is then what, why did Jerusalem succeed so much? Because it's obvious in discussing this these developments that the two kings of Jerusalem, Baldwin I and Baldwin II, turn out to be extremely important figures in the fortunes of Antioch, even more important than their princes. Well, and that forces us to look at the third component of this lecture, and that is what happened in Jerusalem after the Crusaders had to figure out what to do with their victory. Once the confusion and chaos was over in the sack of Jerusalem, and that sack was hideous, the city may have numbered as many as 30,000. Most of the population was annihilated. The city was essentially deserted. What sort of provisions were to be made? Well, the Crusaders themselves were undecided. It was eventually agreed that no king should rule in Jerusalem, and Godfrey of Bouillon, who was the leading figure in the siege, he took a title. We think the title was Advocate of the Holy Sepulchre. That would be a title meaning he was the lay protector of the holy places, and it implied some type of allegiance to Rome and the papacy. This was a compromise solution, and Godfrey, for about a year, administered Jerusalem. His main vassal was Tancred, yet to go to Antioch, and to Godfrey's credit, he did secure the areas immediately around Jerusalem. When he died in autumn of 1100, there was a real succession and political crisis in Jerusalem. Well, what next? And it was decided that Godfrey's brother, Baldwin, who had set himself up as Count of Edessa, should be summoned and brought in and made king. This is exactly what happened. Baldwin was succeeded by his cousin, Baldwin II in Edessa, who continued to rule as Count of Edessa, while Baldwin I, the brother of Godfrey, came into Jerusalem, and he assumed the title king. Baldwin proved to be a brilliant choice. And to some extent, Tancred was glad to leave to Antioch because, you know, he was never going to be king in Jerusalem. Baldwin faced a daunting task. In Egypt was the Fatimid government. It was a Fatimid garrison that had been slaughtered in 1099. And repeatedly, Baldwin had to deal with the possible threat of an Egyptian invasion. He also faced a powerful opponent in the Turkish government based in Damascus. So Jerusalem faced some really serious rivals, and it could easily have been extinguished. Baldwin, through very clever diplomacy and granting of concessions, enlisted the aid of Genoa and Pisa, eventually of Venice, and with the support of Italian fleets, reduced all of the key ports along the Levantine shore. Only two ports escaped his control. One was the port of Asculum in the far south, and the other was Tyre. And by consolidating these ports, Baldwin ensured the survival of the kingdom and made sure that the kingdom could be reinforced from Europe. He was also responsible for backing the two sons of Raymond IV of Toulouse in capturing the northern port of Tripoli, which is in between what would be the boundaries of the Kingdom of Jerusalem and Antioch, and establishing a county of Tripoli, and that's exactly what happened with their support. William Jordan, one of the sons of Raymond, took over and created the Fourth Crusader State, and they acknowledged the authority of the King of Jerusalem. So Baldwin I greatly extended the size of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, consolidated its frontiers, and as we shall see in a future lecture, proved an extremely able administrator, and exploited the resources of Jerusalem. He also was a master at exploiting the religious sentiments of his co-religionists in Western Europe. He, after all, had Jerusalem, and that probably counted more for anything. While Antioch in 1100 had so many advantages to its favor that if you were a Western European adventurer and you were trying to choose, should I go to Antioch or Jerusalem to seek my fortune, in many ways, Antioch might be a greater attraction, but in the end, Baldwin had the holy city, and that counted for everything. No matter what the condition of the holy city was, the Christians in Western Europe would put their manpower and resources to defend that city. Italian fleets would appear and offer their services.